So this year, with my school, I moved different houses. Now that I'm a priest, I've moved out of the seminary and into a house specifically for priests, and there are about 70 of us. And one of the things about being a baby priest in a house full of other priests is that I'm constantly confronted with the fact that I don't really know what I'm talking about. I don't have much experience, just the few months this summer that I had with you all, which I cherish, but that's only a few months. And here I'm living with guys who have been priests for 10 years, 15 years. One guy is basically retired, but he went to study anyways. And so there are times during these conversations when I feel completely lost. And I'm sure that we've all felt that at some point, each in our own way. Maybe we've also experienced kind of the opposite sort of a situation, where we've been talking with someone and he or she makes it seem as though he or she is an expert or pretends to know. But we actually have all of the information and we know that they don't know what they're talking about. Or maybe we've been in the very awkward situation of it was me pretending to know all that I talked about, and the person that I was talking to actually knew everything. We're confronted with this knowledge gap, what we know and what we need to know. Let's be honest, there are some things that we don't really need to know. Trivia night can be a lot of fun, but random facts have rarely ever changed a person's life. On the other hand, there are some things that are essential. There are some things that we need to know. And these essential truths, these are the truths of our faith that we will proclaim in the creed. These are the truths that we need for salvation. We live in an age of great scientific achievement, certainly. There's lots of knowledge, and it has made our lives better in so many ways. But the truths that have eternal consequences, these can't be known through experiments or formulas. These truths are so far beyond our comprehension that we need someone to tell us. We need someone to tell us. Because as St. Paul said, faith comes through hearing. And the telling of these truths is what we call divine revelation, God revealing himself to us. We see this need for divine revelation in our readings and our prayers today. In our readings, we have two very, very different men. We have King Ahaz and Saint Joseph. King Ahaz was a wicked king of Judah. He wanted to enter into alliances with his neighbors, and he introduced pagan idolatry into the temple worship. And by worldly standards, what he did may have seemed politically expedient. He didn't want to be conquered by the Assyrians, and so he was doing these things to save his kingdom. But it wasn't part of God's plan. He did what he wanted to do, thinking that he was right. And God had to tell him differently, and he had to reveal his plans to him through the prophet Isaiah. In the gospel, on the other hand, we have Saint Joseph, the righteous man, the faithful one, the just one. When he found out that Mary was pregnant with Jesus, he wanted to do not what he wanted to do, like King Ahaz, but he wanted to do what he thought God wanted him to do. He wanted to do what he thought was right in the eyes of God. But even on this elevated level, wanting to follow God's will, he still came up short. He needed the revelation of God's plan through the message of the angel. If the witness of these two very different men, a wicked king and a righteous man, if the witness of these two men tells us anything, it's that we all need God's revelation. We need for God to reveal his plan to us. And we're grateful that he does. He does this through the sacred scriptures and through the authentic interpretation of them by the church throughout the ages. In a culture that prizes individualism, it can be a good question to ask ourselves, am I King Ahaz or am I Saint Joseph? Do I seek to know what the church teaches on various issues? And if I don't agree with the church, do I try to understand not just what the church teaches, but why and the deeper truths? Or, like King Ahaz, do I rest entirely on myself, thinking that I know best? Do I insist upon my own way? At the beginning of his great work on all of theology, St. Thomas Aquinas says that we need divine revelation, because the truth about God that reason itself can know would only be known by a few people, and it would only be known after a long period of time. And even what is known that's true would also be accompanied with a lot of error. But we need these truths about who God is for our salvation. Therefore, he says that in order that the salvation of man might be brought about more surely, it was necessary that we be taught divine truths by divine revelation. God reveals his plan. He reveals his very self to us so that we can be saved, so that we can spend eternity with him. God's plan was made known through the oracles of the prophets, as we'll pray at the beginning of the Eucharistic prayer. God's plan was made known by the message of an angel, as we prayed in the opening prayer of Mass today. But most fully, divine revelation was made known to us in the incarnation of God the Son. In the great feast that we're about to celebrate on Wednesday, when out of love he becomes like us in all things but sin, to redeem us and to raise us up to himself. As we prepare to celebrate his first coming, and as we look forward in joyful hope to his second coming, may his coming right now at this altar open us up so that we may be able to receive all that God wishes to reveal to us. Praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever.